It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Debbie Pappas with Second Chance Wildlife and Rehabilitation. And, you know, it's that time of year. We've got little babies that are all over the place. And I have to call Deb at least once a year when this stuff starts happening. I have birds that nest in my awnings, in my eaves, and then the little babies end up on my porch. And so we're going to talk about what to do if you find these things, what to do with them, how to handle them, how to take care of them. And then Deb just kind of wants to get a story out there of what's going on up in Ogden at one of the big wildlife rehabilitation centers in the state that is right now closed. So she's been a very busy person. We're going to talk about that as well. Debbie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dave.
So let's start with talking about, let everybody kind of know what you do there at Second Chance.
So we take care of Utah's injured, orphaned, and sick wildlife. A lot of people think that's the Division of Wildlife's responsibility, and it is not. So that's what a wildlife rehabilitator does, and then our goal is to put them back into the wild.
And so if you call the DWR and say, hey, I've got this, chances are they're going to call Deb anyway.
Yep.
So she'll go and get that. And the other thing I think that is very important for people to know and understand is Debbie does this with zero funding. They are a complete 501(c)(3), and we'll talk more about how you can get help if you want to help Deb out, how you can do that as well. So she goes pretty much all over the state. So let's talk about my baby bird issue and the issue that other people, I'm sure, in the area are having right now.
Oh, yes. I get a lot of these calls every day. And so, you know, a lot of times people will hear them and they know that they're either in a wall or a soffit or something like that. And if they can, I just tell them to leave it there. Normally, from the time a bird lays its eggs to the time the babies are gone, it's less than a month. We're talking little teeny birds. So like finches or things like that. Same with starlings. So we just tell them to let it go. But sometimes if they go to the ground, they've fallen, then we have to know, is it a fledgling or is it truly a bird that should still be in the nest? And without a picture, it's hard for me to determine that. But fledglings have all of their feathers, including when you open up the wing, you don't see any gaps between the feathers. But nestlings will still have that gap. So that means that when they take off, they can't catch air because the air just goes right through those feathers. Those birds need to be put back if possible. And no, don't believe, oh, but if I touch it, the mom will reject it. That is an old wives' tale. There's absolutely no truth to that. So put them back if you can. However, if the nest is falling apart, which that can be a problem, there's so many different reasons why babies go to the ground. If the nest is falling apart, then putting them back up there is not a great idea because they're just going to come right back out. So when I get these calls, I usually have to ask about 10 questions before I can get to the right answer for that particular situation. So creating fake nests to help them, or like Dave and I were talking about, a little hammock under a nest. If they fall, the parents could still get to the baby where the baby's off the ground and safe. But keep in mind, you know, if that little baby bird has fallen, you know, 10, 20 feet, I don't care what it looks like to you. The chances are things are not good. That's a pretty big fall for a little bird. We will still try to help it, but the chances of survival are not good.
And that's one of those things, and we just talked about it before we came on the air. You know, a lot of people are like, I know she's busy. Maybe I shouldn't bother with this. You want to be bothered with these calls.
I want to be bothered because we can save them, and we do, but I'm just, you know, the reality is certain situations are going to be, you know, questionable, and miracles happen. I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand. But it drives me nuts when something's fallen 20 feet onto pavement and people are upset that they got to my door and it died on the way. And it's like, well, you know, it fell 20 feet to pavement.
Yeah, and really, in those situations, you've got to really ask yourself, is there anything that can really be done?
Right.
As you said, miracles happen.
Miracles happen.
But at the end of the day, can anything really be done?
And sometimes when things are dropped off, because of my experience and the time I've spent doing this, I know that the only thing I can do in some circumstances is to just give them a peaceful place to pass.
Right. And that's enough sometimes
that,
as well.
Yes, that's enough.
All right. Yeah. So that's the thing, and we'll tell you here in just a moment how to get a hold of Debbie if you see these situations or if they arise at your house. But Debbie kind of wanted to let everybody know of the Ogden, is it the Ogden Wildlife Center? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, it's the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of Northern Utah, and I've been inundated with phone calls. It's been all over all three of the four of the major channels in Salt Lake. It's been in the papers. It's even been in some national things. So the reality is the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of Northern Utah is in Ogden. They are one of just a handful of us wildlife rehabilitators. Delin is licensed to do everything that I am, and they are closed now, and we don't know for how long. We're hoping it won't be long, but she closed her doors on May 15th. Delin and I are good friends. We've been with her on this since before the public was even aware of what was happening. But the reality is Delin's facility takes in over 4,000 patients a year. She's in an urban area to where things are found quicker and they're brought to her. And our phones are just ringing off the hook because of this as a result. And it's crazy. We can't take in 4,000 patients. Our facility is not that big enough, and we only have two people. Where she has 50. So it's just crazy right now. So if anybody is looking for something to do that is worthwhile, these are animals that, due to no fault of their own, are in these situations. And 98% of the time, it's all human caused. Sometimes unintentional, but it's still human caused, but some intentional. Such as gunshots. We're still dealing with gunshots to protected species all the time. We could really use some help right now. And it's not a full-time thing to where you would have to be there 8 hours or 10 hours a day. I work 7 days a week every day of the year. But I just would need help, you know, for an hour or two here, an hour or two here. That would really help us out right now.
And if anybody is interested, how can they get a hold of you? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
So my phone number is 435, of course, 650-3441. And if you can't remember that or you forget it, call DWR and they will tell you how to get a hold of me because I work with them every single day.
All right. So if you're interested, if you're out there and you're thinking, you know what, I've got some spare time, I would love to be able to do this. And I would assume that it is very, very rewarding work.
Oh, especially when they fly away and you know that it was your actions and everybody else's actions to get that animal there. It's the only reason it's able to leave.
So call and talk to Deb if you've got time to give and help out these animals at Second Chance Wildlife and Rehabilitation. Deb, I hope things get a little less busy for you, but I don't think that they will.
No, it's called fall, so we've got that to look forward to.
That is correct. Deb, once again, I really appreciate everything that you do in our area, and thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.